Rav Shach began his talk with the following shocking statement. He said, "Va'omer lachem, I'm going to tell you now, davar she'ulai eineni yachol, maybe I am not right for telling it to you, ve'eineni rashai ledaber u'lahavin kach, and maybe I'm already incorrect for saying it and even thinking it." So you know we're about to get something good, and oh, do we get something good. Listen to this pearl of wisdom for the great Panovich of Rosh Yeshiva, Zecharino Livracha. He begins by pointing out to us that Vayikra El Moshe, the very beginning of our Sefer, the very beginning of our Parsha, it begins with Hashem calling out to Moshe, and then he continues to tell Moshe, after the calling, all of the details of the sacrifices and offerings. But the Aleph in the word Vayikra is tiny. It's an Aleph Ze'ira. It's written smaller in the Torah scroll than all of the other surrounding and other letters. Why? There are many answers, but perhaps the most famous is the Baal HaTurim. Rav Shach points to the Baal HaTurim, who explains to us, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want to even write an Aleph at all. Because Vayikra is a very impressive way of being paged and called by Hashem. It's the way that the top dog, the real great sages and honorable mensches, they get called by that word, Vayikra, when Hashem wants to speak to them. But Moshe, being the ultimate humble individual, so bashful, Anav Mikol Adam, the most humble man of all time, he didn't want to write Vayikra. He wanted to take out the Aleph, so it became Vayikar, a much more subdued calling, so it wouldn't be so grand of a paging. But Hashem said no. V'amar LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Lichtov Gama Aleph, write that Aleph, Vayikra. So Moshe wrote it small, so that he could fulfill his obligation. But Rav Shach then asks, surely you're aware that this isn't the first Vayikra in the Torah. All of a sudden, Moshe is a little bit uncomfortable because Hashem called to him in a very proud way, impressive way. This isn't the first time that Vayikra is mentioned. So why now? And oh, here comes the idea, says Rav Shach, that you think that Moshe Rabbeinu just shechted and destroyed his Yetzirah as if now he is totally humble and there isn't a struggle? Says Rav Shach, no. The Chovas HaLevavos tells us that the Yetzirah is stitched into the fiber of your being. He never leaves you alone. Otherwise, you'd be 6 feet under. And Moshe Rabbeinu was no different. He was a mortal man that had a beating heart. And the Yetzer Hara had told him on this day, wow, look how impressive you are. And Moshe Rabbeinu and his Melchamas HaYetzer said, I have an idea. I'm going to write a small Aleph. I have a new way to fight back. I'm going to keep myself humble by writing Vayikar. That was his way of fighting the Yetzirah. And says Rav Shach that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come up with this new insight and tactic to fight the evil inclination until Vayikra. Before this, he hadn't had this idea. That's why only now is Vayikra with a small Aleph. Our battle, it never ends. Not even for the greatest ones, but that is what life's about. That you keep coming up with new tactics. Never just on autopilot, but constantly filling your gas tank with energy to fight back with new schemes, new charts, new stepping stones to get by the traps of the Yetzer Hara. That's why we have the small Aleph, because of Moshe Rabbeinu's ceaseless fight against the Yetzer Hara to constantly stay humble and become a total Eved Hashem.
Kilom kedoshim, kilom naivim, kilom beririm, kilom gibonim, kilom doyishim.